So good to have y'all with us this morning. Hope everyone is doing great and having a wonderful day. I see a hand raised. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. We most definitely will. Let's all stand if you can. We're going to go ahead right now and just intercede right now. Just go to the Lord in prayer for Miss Jennifer. And I know there are other situations right now. But, dear Lord, we just come to you now. Dear Lord, we thank you for your blessings and your Lord. Dear Lord, we just ask right now, dear Lord, that you'll reach into that emergency room, dear Lord, for Sister Jennifer. Lord, we know that you're the Almighty God. Dear Lord, we know that you're the healer of all. Lord, we come to you in the precious name of Jesus, and Jesus, by your name. Lord, we call for your healing touch. Dear Lord, we ask you to touch her body. Lord, strengthen her, dear Lord. Release that pain, dear Lord. And, dear Lord, as we come together now, dear Lord, we just ask for your touch. Yes, Lord. And, dear Lord, you know each and every prayer request, every situation. And, dear Lord, we lift this service up to you this morning, dear Lord, and we ask for you to touch. Lord, there's so many in need of prayer, so many in need of intercession, dear Lord. Lord, we're just reaching up to you now and just thanking you for your love and your mercy and your grace. Lord, we ask now, dear Lord, as you touch us and be with our service. Lord, this day will we set forth in your name, dear Lord, that we'll just give it all to you. Lord, we just give you all the honor and glory. Lord, we're thanking you now for her healing. And Lord, for all the others that have been brought forth, dear Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, for your touch. Lord, we just give you all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Praise, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. While you're standing, go right into our hymnal this morning. Turn to page 276. Very fitting. Prayer bells in heaven. Praise God. We know that God hears our prayers, and the Lord, just in the name of Jesus, we come to him for each and every situation is touched. Praise the Lord. Prayer bells in heaven.
Bring the message unto Jesus the King.
God, praise God. You may be seated if you can. While you're sitting, turn around and tell somebody. We'd love to have them here, but how much Jesus loves them. Praise God. He does love each and every one of you. Hope you're having, again, just having a wonderful week, a wonderful day as we get ready for this wonderful day we got, the Lord has planned for us. It's going to be a busy day. We want to just kind of a quick announcement. Don't forget about this Sunday evening service. If you hadn't made plans to come, change whatever you got going on and be here with us tonight. It's our multi-church service tonight. I spoke to Brother Jason yesterday, and he was telling me that right now there's been 6 churches invited. The numbers keep growing, and people are interested in joining us. So come be part of it. Just come and just join in on the Word tonight and on our opportunity we have to gather together with other churches. And it's going to be a wonderful time of praise and worship. But most of all, Lord's Word will go forth in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray for all those prayer requests, each and every one that's sick, those text blasts we get, those in the prayer box and you see up on the screen, and also those special prayers. It's such an honor that God gives us to pray for others. But most of all, it's all in the name of Jesus. By faith, we're turning it all over to Him. Do we have any other? They get ready to take up our morning. Y'all come on, brothers, and morning offering. I hear somebody. Yes, ma'am. Who was going to meet?
Bulwark.
Oh, okay. Denise, Sister Jennifer here. Okay. Brother Jim, would you ask the Lord to bless us?
This morning. And you know, we got to keep going on. We went to a ladies' retreat Friday night and Saturday there in Rockmart. And you know, the main theme of it was keep moving. We got to keep moving. We got to keep going on and on and on. We can't afford to let the things in this life, the worries, the stress, we can't let all that get us down. Have you got anything you need to turn over to the Lord this morning? He's here. He is here and He is ready to meet your needs this morning. Y'all worship the Lord with me. this morning. Hallelujah. The God that we serve is here. He's wanting to do something for you. All you got to do is ask. That's all we got to do is ask. We're His children, and He just wants us to talk to Him. He wants us to ask Him for these things, even though He already knows. He already knows what we need. Oh, blessed be God in the name of Jesus. Touch us all this morning, Lord, in Your name. Hallelujah. We'll give up and let Jesus take over. Morning. Give Him praise. He's so worthy. He is so, so worthy. Praise Him this morning. Are you praying for the people up front? They need a touch from God. Hallelujah. And if you're sitting back there and you need a touch, you need to be up here. Hallelujah to God. He can touch you back there. But you got the prayer warriors down here. Glory be to God. Have Your way, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Where do I go when there's no one else to turn to? Who do I talk to when no one wants to listen? Who do I lead on when there's no foundation stable? I go to the rock I know that's stable. I go to the rock. I go to the storm that the heroes rejected. Run to the mountain and the mountains stand by me. When the earth all around me is sinking, say, on Christ the solid rock I stand. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. Where do I go? There's no one else to turn to. Who do I talk to when no one wants to listen? Who do I lean on when there's no foundation stable? I go to the rock I know that's stable. I go to the rock. I go to the song that the villains rejected. I run to the mountain and the mountain stood by me. When the earth all around me is sinking, say, oh, Christ has started, I've got strength. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. Go to the rock. I go to the storm that the builders rejected. I run to the mountain and the mountain stand by me. When the earth all around me is sinking, say, oh, Christ is out of here, I passed in. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. Where do I go? When there's no one else to turn to, who do I talk to? When no one wants to listen, who do I lean on? When there's no foundation stable, I go to the rock I know that's stable. I go to the rock. I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the stone that the builders rejected. I run to the mountain and the mountain stand by me. When the earth all around me sinking sand, on Christ the solid rock I stand. Well, I need a shelter, well, I need a friend. I go to the rock. I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the stone that the builders rejected. Run to the mountain and the mountain stand by me. When the earth all around me is sinking sand, on Christ the solid rock I stand. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. Where do I go? When there's no one else to turn to, who do I talk to? When no one wants to listen, who do I lean on? When there's no foundation stable, I go to the rock I know that's stable. I go to the rock. I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the stone that the builders rejected. I run to the mountain and the mountain stand by me. When the earth all around me is sinking sand, on Christ the solid rock I stand. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. I go to the rock.
Where do I go?
Where do I go? When there's no one else to turn to, who do I talk to?
Come on.
When no one wants to listen,
hallelujah,
who do I lead on? When there's no foundation stable, I go to the rock I know that's stable. I go to the rock. The rock of my salvation. I go to the stone that the builders rejected. I run to the mountain and the mountain stand by me. When the earth all around me is sinking sand, on Christ the solid rock I stand. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock.
I go to the rock.
I go to the
that
rock.
That rock is Jesus Christ. Oh, you'll find no greater friend than Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Come on, give it up for the Lord this morning.
Yeah.
You've ever been there? You've ever been there and the devil tells you, nobody cares about you. Amen. You know who to go to. You go to the rock. Amen. Rock of my salvation, Jesus Christ is that rock. Can you say praise the Lord? We're glory. Turn to your neighbor and say glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah. I love it when glory fills the house. I said I love it when we can feel the power and the spirit of the anointing of Christ. Amen. There is not enough money, amen, to buy the feeling that the Lord freely gives us. We're blessed, folks, very, very blessed to be able to have the Spirit of the Lord indwelling within our souls. My, it's good to see you this morning. Turn to your neighbor and say, it's sure good to see you. Amen, and I truly mean that. It's good to be in the house of God this morning. I pray that you would continue to entertain the Spirit of God that is in this place this morning. I feel Him mightily. I said, I feel the power of God. I've often said this. I'm addicted to it. I confess. Can't go a day without it. Sometimes I can't even go an hour without it. Sometimes it's minute by minute. But I have found this to be the case. He never leaves me, never forsakes me. He's always there. No matter the time, the day or night, no matter the situation, the consequences, or even the emergency, amen, I can call on Jesus, and He's always there. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, go with me to the book of Psalms, the 119th chapter, and I promise not to preach at all. It's the longest chapter in the Bible. I want to focus on verses 133 through verse 136. Psalms 119, verse 133, verse 136. I ask you to pray for my voice this morning, that it will not crack up completely. I know it's crackling a little, but I pray that God will deliver, give me the ability to get the message out that I feel that He has weighed heavily upon my soul. The writing in the book of Psalms 119, beginning with verse number 133, order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Let not any iniquity or sin have dominion over me. Deliver me from the oppression of man, so I will keep thy precepts. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Teach me thy statutes. Rivers of waters run down mine eyes, because they keep not thy law. Can we pray? Heavenly Father, God, we need you so much. God, in this day and hour that we're living in, God, we cannot make it without your Spirit and without your anointing. Father, I thank you for those who gathered here this morning, God, and I pray, God, that you would just pour out of your Spirit and your anointing upon this congregation. Bless us, God, as only you can. Lord, I pray this morning humbly, God, that you would anoint these lips of clay, this vessel, God, is nothing more than an oracle, that you might speak to us, God, that you would have us to hear. Help us, Lord, to lay aside every weight, every sin that does so easily beset us. God, help us to focus on you and you alone this morning, God, as we give you our undivided attention. Father, I pray if there's any need in the house, God, we know that you're more than able to meet that need. We ask your blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Give Jesus a hand clap of praise. You may be seated. This morning, from that passage of Scripture written so eloquently, I'm going to bring this message entitled, Watch Your Step. Watch Your Step. Evidently, direction and steps meant a lot in the writing of the Word of God. I have a few verses this morning, but it does not nearly cover the times that steps or ways are alluded to in the Word of God. You can almost find it in every book of the Bible. So evidently God placed a great importance on how we walk and where we walk and how that we may be susceptible to falls of different kinds. The book of the Word of God is not only a roadmap to salvation, but it's a book of direction to us along the road as we travel, to help us, to lead us, and to guide us. I pray that we would take advantage of the Word of God as we do have access to it. Hopefully there's one or two or three or four or five or six in every household. We need to be more in the Word of God. This morning, there's so much importance on it that in Psalms 37 and 23, the Bible says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Proverbs 16 and 9 says, a man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. Psalms 121 and 3, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber or sleep. How many is thankful for that? God is always aware, he's always awake, and he is always attentive. 2 Samuel 22 and 37, thou hast enlarged my steps under me so that my feet did not slip. When you get my age, that means a lot. Amen. I like big, wide steps, especially if I'm navigating down those steps. Job 31 and 4, doth not he see my ways and count all my steps? Job said, I don't even make a step in my life that God is not aware of. Think about that if you would. Sister Penny got an app that keeps up with steps. And I think she said, we walked 30-something miles this week. She's in the back, but I think that's what she said. Every step, God was aware of. Every step you've ever made in your life, God saw it. Job realized that. Job knew that God was going to be with him. So many times we think about Job, but you know, he lost everything that he had except his relationship with God. And basically, isn't that all that really matters anyway? I don't know why we get so out of focus sometimes when we think other things mean more to us than our relationship with God. The Bible plainly says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things, amen, he'll take care of and he will add unto us. Job said, doth not he see my ways and count all my steps? 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow in his steps. We had the opportunity to visit a small amusement park in the heart of Florida this week. And in that small amusement park, there were tens of thousands of people. And they were scurrying. I don't know a better word than scurrying. To and fro. It was like a wave. I told Penny, I said, it was like a tsunami coming of people going to one event, one ride, one concession, and to another. And it was fun. I mean, we had a blast. It was great. But there was a phrase that kept ringing in my ear. I cannot tell you how many times I heard this phrase over and over and over again. And it was, watch your step. Watch your step. When we would get on a ride, there would be some people there very politely, watch your step. When we would get off the ride, watch your step. When we're going into a show to see whatever it was, the dancers or whatever it was, they would say, watch your step. When we would leave, exit this way, and watch your step. Again, I've heard that over and over and over this week. And we were taking a break, thankfully, sitting under a canopy in the shade, and we were having our snack and our water, and we were right beside some steps from the walkway that led from one place to another, and you had to navigate and go down those steps to keep going on your merry way. Well, I got involved watching the people go down those steps, and there were some, honestly, I don't even know if they touched the steps. They were just seemingly zoom, zoom, and gone. It wasn't several steps. It's only about three steps. But some would hit one. Some would just jump over them. And, you know, I just thought, somebody's going to fall. Somebody's going to get hurt. And then I began to see a lady moving very slowly, very methodically. And it looked like on her face was an expression of either pain or discomfort. But she had a cane. And you could tell that one of the legs was not as operable as the other, and she slowly approached the steps, and she very precisely took hold of the handrail, and she very delicately stepped down each step, very slow, very methodically, and very cautiously, until she got to the bottom step, and then on the walkway, and then she proceeded. And I thought, how careful that she made that attempt to go down those steps that other people just flying by. Some didn't even take their eyes off their phone. They were navigating, going like that, right down the steps, and there they went. But this lady took all the time that she had. I watched, and then there was a gentleman came, and he came up to it with a different approach. He was very slow. He got to it. He turned around, and he held the rail, and he navigated it down that way. But it worked. They got down the steps, not as fast, not as much of a hurry, but safely. And while I was sitting there watching that, I looked over there, and very plainly, there was a sign that said, "Your step." And there was a reason, I think, for the sign. And there was a reason that upon every entrance to a ride and every exit to a ride, there were people standing there saying, "Your step." Because evidently, somewhere along the line, at some time, someone had fallen, making it necessary to repeat over and over and over again, "Watch your step." Whether that was something that they voluntarily did, or whether it was a mandate from the government, but whatever the case, it was very prevalent in that part that everywhere you went, everything you did, "Watch your step." And I looked at that and I said, "Lord, does not that need to apply to the world today? Cannot the preachers and the churches and the born-again saints of God be as committed as those attendants were at that park to constantly warn people and make them be aware to watch your step?" Spiritually now, not really talking physically, but I'm talking spiritually. How many would agree with me in the things that are in the world today, the obstacles, the pitfalls, the things that would interfere with our spiritual walk with God are abundant in this life, and you and I as born again Christians, ministers as well, need to be preparing and warning the people, "Watch your step. Watch where you go. Watch what you say. Watch what you do." I mean, knows there's an adversary out there. There's a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He's constantly throwing pitfalls and obstacles in a Christian's way. Lord, that might preach. If not for anybody else, Lord, I need to know that. Sometimes it's okay. I said, sometimes it's okay when the crowd is hustling and bustling and scurrying to get down the steps as fast as they possibly can. As a Christian, it's all right to slow down. Be cautious and take your time and make sure before you take the next step, your foot is firmly planted in the Word and in the will of God. Before you venture out to take another step, all that saints of God, upon the dawning of every day, the first thing that would come out of their mouth is, "God, thank you for another day. God, be with me today. Lead me. Guide me. Help me to make the right step. Help me to make the right move. God, don't let me fall. Don't let me falter. Don't let me go back to where I once was. But God, help me to focus on the future and to keep my mind and my heart focused on you, Lord. And if it has to, Lord, it is one little step at a time. Lord, be with me and lead me. Guide me so that I may watch my step." It's all right. It's all right not to go with the flow. It's all right. Sometimes it is not the majority that's right. It's all right to know where you're going. It's all right to have a plan. It's all right to know directions from God. Don't do like I do. I keep driving, so I'll end up somewhere. And he says, you need to pull over and look. No, it'll be all right. I'll come out soon. Why don't you just stop and look? No, I'll get there. That's not good advice for a Christian. Listen, if you ever get to a situation in your life and you're not sure, there's many ways. There's the left and the right and the straight and all. You're uncertain which choice, which decision, which way to go. It's all right to stop. It's all right to slow down. Wait upon the Lord. Lord, deliver me. Lord, lead me and guide me. Show me your way, Lord, not my way. Don't let me just go blindly into something I don't know or I don't understand. God, I want you to be with me every step of the way. I need to watch my step. I need to watch my actions. Come on, church. Amen. What did 1 Peter say? For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example. Somebody's already walked ahead of where you're walking now. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want you to understand, there is not a path that you can go down that He's not already aware of. There is not a problem that you suffered that He has not overcome. I want to tell somebody here today, there's not a sickness or affliction that face a man that Jesus Christ has already paid for with the stripes on His back, that with His stripes ye are healed. There's not a circumstance. There's not a situation. There's not a pitfall. There's not a problem. There's not anything out there that Jesus Christ has already come and give us victory as an example that ye should follow in His steps. Watch your step. I know I've used this analogy time and time again. My daddy was a precious, precious friend of mine. A great dad, wonderful husband. And he just had that southern intellect. He just had that way of, it wasn't a whole lot of words. The words that came out meant a lot. And as a small kid, you kind of just passed them off. But now, they're just precious. I wish I'd written them all down. But one thing that I remember so vividly, and this, I tried to figure it up at one time, and the best that I can do is take it back to 1957. Did y'all even know the world was still standing in 1957? Tell you a little bit about 1957. Cars were made out of metal. Appliances lasted for about as long as, well, longer than most marriages today. Oh, that didn't set real well, did it? But they did. But in 1957, my dad owned a little grocery store and a rolling store. That's a converted school bus. And he was a peddler. And when he would come in, he'd come down and eat supper. And we called it supper. And then he would go back up and he would load his bus for the next day of peddling. And as a five-year-old, 1957, I knew it was before I started school, so I had to be about 5 years old. I would follow him up there, and I would help him load the bus. I spent more time separating the candy and helping fill up the little candy bins, but I towed a few boxes. But it wasn't any street lights. So my great-grandmother and granddaddy lived between us and the building where he loaded his bus, and when Dad would walk up there through the backyard, I would not look to the store and I would not look the front of Dad. I just followed his footsteps. And wherever he stepped, that's where I would step. And I remember Daddy was long-legged and he made big old steps, and I was trying my best to keep up with him and just watch his steps. And so many times I have said, Lord, let me follow you as I followed Daddy that night. Let me not look and see where we're going. Let me not care, because my faith and my trust is in you, Lord, and all I need to do is follow in your footsteps. Wherever you step, Lord, that's where I want to step. Wherever you lead me, Lord, that's where I want to go. I know you'll protect me. I know that I don't face a problem or a trial or a trouble that you're not already victorious over. If you think the Lord has that relationship with you, put your hands together for Jesus this morning. But watch your step. Watch your step as you walk. Watch your step as you're on your job. Watch your step as you're in the grocery store. Watch your step as you're witnessing to folks. Your witnessing of words cannot be greater than your daily life that you witness for. Watch your step. I'll go back to the Old Testament. And I see time and time again where great patriarchs, we call them the heroes of the Bible, we're human. How many knows that sometimes we're subject to falter and fail? And just like those signs, watch your step. I know somewhere along the line somebody fell down those steps. I know somewhere along the line somebody stepped on that conveyor belt off of that ride and hit that floor wide open. Don't let that be you spiritually. Come on, adhere to the warning. Let God be your source of direction. Let the Lord lead you and guide you in the way that He would have you go. But as human beings, we often falter and we often fail. I go back to the story of Abraham and Lot. You remember, as they were going to a promised country that God said, leave your kindred behind and go to a place that I will tell you of, not even telling him exactly where it was going to be. And when we got there, finally, and Lot and Abraham, their herdsmen, their servants were having some bickering, quarreling. Thank God that's all in the past. Churches don't have that anymore. Say, thank God. There's no arguing, and we're all on the same side, amen. But we're human. We're human. And Abraham said, let there be no strife between us. Let's decide now that we go our separate ways. Abraham had the promise of God, but Abraham said, Lot, you choose first the direction in which you want to go. If I was there and able to know what happened after the fact, I would say, Lot, watch your step. How many knows that all that glitters is not gold? How many knows that the old saying, grass always looks greener on the other side? Don't be like the cows trying to stick your head through the fence. Got a whole pasture of grass and you're trying to eat what's on the side of the road. But Lot, watch your step. What looks best may not be best. What is appeasing to the eye may be damaging to your spiritual relationship with God. Is that all right? Is that all right? Amen. I'm not trying to be a busybody. I'm not trying to be offensive. I'm just trying to warn you to watch your step. Walk in the goodness of God. Walk under His guidance and His leadership. Walk in the light as He is the light. If in fact I could have been there, I might have said, Jacob, watch your step. Yeah, but Mama told me to do this. Be careful. Every advice doesn't come from God. Times people that you have the greatest confidence in the world can give you the wrong advice. Can you say amen? They don't mean to. They're just human. And as human beings, we must watch our step. Jacob, you better watch your step. Deceit has consequences. When you seek to deceive someone, even if it's for a good purpose. And Jacob, by the way, didn't you know that God was going to work it out anyway if you hadn't stepped in the way? Now, I know there's not one of us under the sound of my voice in this building who's ever tried to get ahead of God. We're so sanctimonious and so sanctified. that we've never tried to interfere or impede with the move of God in our life. Well, if y'all hadn't, I have. Why? Because I'm human. And as a human, I need to watch my step. Jacob, watch your step. Wait on God. God will work it out. God will fix it. Don't mess it up. Listen, if that was good advice for Jacob, don't you think it's good advice for us today? They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They'll walk and not faint, but wait on God. Open the door. That's another thing I learned this week. When they open that door, you better get in. Lord have mercy. You get caught up with that massive wave, they'll just push you. Another thing I found out, if you're not careful, you'll lose your party. Where in the world did they go? Better watch your step. Jacob, watch your step. I know Mama said this is what we need to do, but wait on God. David, man after God's own heart, the little shepherd boy, the killer, the slayer of the giant Goliath, the one who killed a bear and killed a lion as they came in to destroy the sheep that his dad had said, you need to watch over. He said, I'll go fight that old Philistine. God was with David. And I want to tell you something, folks. We can have the Spirit of God within us. We could have been walking in the light of the Lord and filled with the baptism for years and years and years. And I'm just going to confess to you, sometimes we can make wrong decisions. Sometimes we don't stop and consult God. We just do it and say, God, sanction it. But David, watch your step. God has blessed you. He's anointed you. You're a very popular king. But don't go to sleep on the blessings of God. David, watch your step. I want to warn you, lustful desire can lead to sin. One thing that David had to spend most of his time repenting over was that one situation where he lusted after a man's wife. And he not only was satisfied with that, but put that man's wife in harm's danger on the front line where he lost his life. Watch your step. Decisions that you may think will go unnoticed, that they're not going to harm anybody, and later bring consequences and harm and hurt to your life, and even sin. That's the reason it's so imperative. And let me just go ahead and say this. Don't get tired of somebody saying, watch your step. Watch your step. You know, you can say, I know. You don't have to tell me that. Come on. Over and over and over and over again, I heard that. And I said, Lord, there is such a message. Watch my step. Let me tell you what you don't need to do. You don't need to watch his step. And you don't need to watch my step. And we don't need to watch your step. Because you know what will happen? We'll fall. Got too many church people watching other people's steps. You see what she did? You see what he did? No, watch your step. Make sure that it's firm and foundation. Make sure you're rooted and grounded in the Word of God. So when the storms come, when the winds blow, when the trial's there, when there's sickness or affliction, you won't be swayed, you won't be knocked down. You'll stand firm on the Word of God. If you believe that, give the Lord praise. Watch your step. Watch your step. I'm aggravated by sinus problems. And somebody said, that's nothing to sneeze about. And there was one particular ride, that was pretty fun, exciting, scary, a lot of movement to it. And I had my little backpack, and when I got off, I did one of these little numbers. I didn't think that much about it, but guess who showed up? One of the attendants. Sir, you all right? And then Karen said, Daddy, you okay? And I said, yeah, I'm fine. I just need to get my balance. Sounds funny, don't it? You know what happens, though? Look at him. He's about to fall. Look at her. I wonder what she's done. She stumbled a little bit. I didn't think she'd make it anyway. You know, we ought to be just as concerned as that attendant that said, Sir, are you okay? Sister, are you all right? I've been worried about you. I've been praying for you. I want you to understand that you need to watch your step. I want to make sure that you're all right. In fact, I don't want a person leaving this house today that's not made their mind up and their heart that they're all right with God, because you don't know what's out there. You don't know what tomorrow may bring. But as long, I said as long as you have King Jesus, as long as he lives in your soul, it doesn't matter what you face, because you will not face it alone. Sir, are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. I just want to get my balance again. I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your concern. Samson, watch your step. People want to kill you. People act like they love you. We'll stab you in the back. Watch your step. Don't talk about them. Pray for them. Samson, watch your step. I don't know if you know this or not, but people will lie to you. I said, people will lie to you. Not all people, but some people will. Some people don't care about you. Tell you what, the world don't care a whole lot about you. Unfortunately, our government don't care a whole lot about you. Sometimes the people you work around don't care a whole lot about you. You need to be around people who love you and are concerned about you, and you need to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, who is definitely concerned about you. Samson, watch your step. And there's Jonah. Jonah, won't you go down to Nineveh? I want you to preach to him. He was excited at first. Then they repented. Jonah got puffed up. So Jonah got a little mad. A little angry at God. Got his feelings hurt. Thank God Pentecostals never get their feelings hurt. I'm so thankful. Yeah, he got his feelings hurt. He jumped on the boat and went the other way. I'll show you. I'll just go where I want to go. Jonah, watch your step. I said, Jonah, watch your step. You can't run from God. You can't hide from God. If there's going to be any running, you need to run to God. Amen? Not run from God. Jonah didn't listen. Why? Jonah's human. Just like us. Don't get tired of somebody saying, watch your step. Don't get tired of a message that goes over and over and over and says, walk in the light of God. I've heard that message before. Well, look, come on, let's just obey it. It's all right to have somebody that loves you and cares enough to tell you about the Word of God, and that you need to walk a holy life, and you need to be straightforward in your relationship with the Lord. And yeah, there's going to be pitfalls, and yeah, there's going to be stumbling blocks, but the Lord will deliver you, and walk. If you walk in His footsteps, there's not a place that you'll ever go alone. Can you say amen? And in the New Testament, there's several, but I'm going to try to condense it. Judas, watch your step. I know you were one of the 12. I know you sat at the table. I know you ate with Jesus. Folks, it's not what you was yesterday. Not what you used to be. It's what you are right now. It's how is your relationship with the Lord right now. Not I used to be close to the Lord. I used to be working in the spirits and the blessings and the gifts of God. Now, what is it now? Are you where you need to be? What's your step? What's your step? Money will not save your soul. If I read the Bible correctly, Judas never spent one of those 30 pieces of silver. Tried to give it back, wouldn't take it. Didn't do him a bit of good in the world. What's your step? Pain, misery, dejection, frustration, discouragement, anxiety. All of those are characteristics of someone who's just walking wildly through life, not caring where they walk spiritually with the Lord. As a pastor, as a minister, as a brother in Christ, I urge you this morning to watch where you walk and watch your step. Maybe it's slow. That's all right. The race is not to the swiftest, but it's to he that endureth to the end. I want to make it, don't you? I said, I want to make it. Hallelujah. And when I enter in to the promises of heaven, when I enter into those portals, I don't want him to say it because as a compliment. I want him to say it because he was with me. Come and enter in, thy good faithful servant. Amen. I want to hear those words. When I'll draw my last breath, I want to know where my destination is. I don't want to hope it's in heaven. I don't want to just say, Lord, please. But I want to know when I close my eyes tonight and lay my head on that pillow that if I don't see another dawning of the day, then I know where I'm going to spend eternity. And if you don't have that assurance, and if you don't have that satisfaction in your life, you need Jesus Christ more than anything else in this world. And you know what? If you got Jesus first, there's plenty of room for everything else. We know that. But he's got to be first. Church, watch your step. I just want to share this in closing. And I don't want to be a busybody. But I just feel like it needs to be said. Moms and dads, watch your step. There's little ones. No matter what you say, they're watching what you do. And you'll be surprised how much they pattern their life after you. Lead them and guide them. Raise them up and rear them up in the admonition of God. Teach them the Word of God. You'll be surprised how much those little ears can comprehend. And those are seeds that you're planting in their lives. Amen. Husbands and wives, watch your step. You're one flesh, even though you're two beings. Because when you're joined in Christ, you become one. Watch your step with one another. That's outside of Jesus, that should be your closest friend, your closest confidant. Have that relationship strong. And then finally, brothers and sisters in the church, watch your step. Be kind. Be loving. Let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. And if you'll do that, man, you'll get along fine in this world. Would you stand? Amen. Might ask our music if they would come while every head is bowed and every eye is closed. Now I know and I feel that this message probably has been a message to the church mainly, a message to the church and to each individual Christian. But also, I believe this message can go out to those who have not made Jesus Christ their Lord and Savior. Maybe you're wandering kind of aimlessly in this world, and you think you've got everything lined up. Maybe you think your future's all there, and boy, you're just getting along real, real good. But if you have not made time for Jesus, you better watch your step. Because sadly and unfortunately, all of that can be taken away in the moment in the twinkling of an eye. So you need to make Jesus Christ the first and foremost thing in your life, the relationship. And you can do it so easily. Open up your heart's door. Confess. Repent. Say, Jesus, I'm a sinner. Lord, come into my life. Fill me with your Spirit. Lord, walk with me daily. I don't want to just know you. I want to know you intimately. I want you in my spirit, in my soul, leading me and guiding me. While every head is bowed, every eye is closed, if there's one today that needs that relationship, please come forward. This altar is open. We'll pray with you and we'll pray for you. Is there one? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where would I be? Think about this song. Just a little lyric. It says, where will I be a million years from now? Will I be happy in heaven? Or I'll be miserable in that place that was not intended for me? I ask you this question. Where will you be? Please, every head bowed, every eye closed, every saint of God praying. Where will you be a million years from now? Will you be happy? Will you be singing while ages roll throughout eternity? I ask this question, where will you be? One more time. Where will you be a million years from now? Will you be happy? Will you be singing while ages roll throughout eternity? I ask this question, where will you be? Hallelujah. Before we dismiss, if anyone needs prayer otherwise, this altar is open as well. Thank you. You, we love you so very much. Appreciate you. Appreciate your kind attentiveness this morning. One final word, just watch your step. Amen. Remember tonight, the fellowship meeting, the multi-church meeting, it'll be a wonderful time in the Lord. You get all those people together, worshiping, glorifying, and praising the God. It'll be a wonderful time, starting at 6 o'clock. I hope to see you tonight. May God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Brother Jim, yes.
Amen. God's great. In His time. In His time. Amen.
What a mighty God we serve. Amen. Amen. There in all situations, everything that we do. Praise the Lord. Our hearts and minds clear. Again, let's just be in much prayer for our service tonight. Also for those prayer requests, it's already been brought forth. I'm believing. Faith in the Lord and Jesus. That's right. Amen. 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 As we prepare to leave, we're just going to ask anyone else needs a prayer or has any prayer requests, just let us know. We'll be glad to pray with you. So praise God. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for your word, dear Lord. Thank you, dear Lord, for the message you brought forth for us tonight, this morning, dear Lord, and we just thank you. Lord, we thank you for answering all the prayers, dear Lord, for each and every situation been brought forth to you. Lord, we are completely releasing it in your hands, dear Lord. As we prepare to depart, we ask you to keep us safe, dear Lord. Bring us back at our appointed time. Lord, may we be in much prayer, dear Lord, as we are, dear Lord, much prayer for the services tonight. Dear Lord, for everyone involved, for everyone coming, those that will be here present. Lord, we ask you to touch the services. Dear Lord, be with us as we prepare to depart. Keep us safe. Dear Lord, again, and we just want to give you all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen. Have a wonderful afternoon. See y'all this evening. Praise God.